AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Tropical Storm Bill has made landfall on the Texas coast northeast of Corpus Christi. Most people run from storms like this one, but not Susie Walker, who told KRIV she drove to Matagorda Island to see Bill come ashore.
The weather, it's great! I ain't never seen a storm like this, and I wanted to see it!
The National Weather Service says average rainfall through Wednesday night for portions of Texas will be between 3 and 6 inches, but there could be as much as 12 inches in some isolated areas. The Select House Committee investigating the terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, heard today from a confidant of former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. It was held behind closed doors.
Longtime Clinton confidant Sidney Blumenthal didn't say anything as he entered the closed-door session, but in addition to emails he sent to Clinton that the committee already had, he's now provided 60 new emails. Chairman Trey Gowdy said the committee should have gotten them sooner.
I will leave it to you to figure out whether there was a failure to produce on the former secretary's part or a failure to produce on the Department of State's behalf.
Democrats on the committee say Republicans have gone from investigating the deadly attack to looking to attack Clinton as she runs for president. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Donald Trump is a GOP presidential candidate. The billionaire says the country needs a good promoter in the White House.
We need somebody that can take the brand of the United States and make it great again. It's not great again.
A coroner in California says a sixth person has died after a balcony crammed with young people, many of them Irish students, celebrating a 21st birthday collapsed in the cottage town of Berkeley. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration is ordering food companies to phase out the use of heart-clogging trans fats over the next 3 years, calling them a threat to public health. Michael Taylor, Deputy FDA Commissioner for Foods, says Americans are already eating a lot less food with trans fats.
Since 2003, FDA estimates that consumer exposure to trans fat has decreased by about 80%. But we still have room for improvement, which today's action will assure.
Major League Baseball says it's cooperating with a federal investigation into an illegal breach of the Houston Astros' internal database after a report the St. Louis Cardinals were responsible for the hack attack. Milwaukee Brewers Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Uecker was hospitalized overnight after he was hit in the head by a baseball during batting practice. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.